With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump granting a one-month exemption on tariffs for U.S. automakers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the request of the companies associated with USMCA, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they are not at an economic disadvantage.
Also at SRNNews.com, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is calling out Democrats for how they reacted to President Trump's speech to Congress this week.
The behavior of Democrats last night was completely disgraceful and demonstrated how severely out of touch they are with the American public. It was the most shameful moment in the history of presidential addresses in that beautiful chamber.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt earlier today. French President Emmanuel Macron will confer with European allies on the idea of using France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent in the face of Russia's threat. Macron made the comments in a televised address to the nation. France, the only nuclear power in the European Union. Macron also said he hoped to convince President Trump not to impose tariffs on imports from Europe. Los Angeles County is suing Southern California Edison, alleging the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton fire, which destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. Democratic mayors of four major cities say Congress and the Trump administration are exaggerating crimes committed by illegal immigrants and attack so-called sanctuary cities simply to score political points. As Republicans hammer the policies for shielding criminals and discouraging cooperation with federal officials. Those comments during a congressional hearing today before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. This is SRN News. Babies are being saved by pro-life laws.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. This is SRN News. South Carolina will soon execute a convicted killer by firing squad.
It's the first time in 15 years that form of execution has been used in the U.S. Brad Sigmund, convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001, chose it over the electric chair and lethal injection. He'll be put to death Friday. Since 1608, at least 144 civilian prisoners have been executed by shooting in America. Only three have occurred since 1977, when the use of capital punishment resumed after a 10-year pause. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Manhattan federal judge says the Federal Emergency Management Agency does not have to immediately return more than $80 million for sheltering migrants that it took away from New York City last month. Judge Jennifer Reardon says the city failed to prove it would suffer irreparable harm if that money isn't immediately restored. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.